Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Putra from PutraMuzaffar.com, and you're listening to the Coffee Talk with Putra Muzaffar, the show where we usually uncover topics that may directly or indirectly relate to your current living lifestyle. Well, it sounds interesting, right? And I can assure you that it is. So hang on tight as we indulge ourselves in meaningful conversations that we should have over coffee. Thank you so much for tuning in, and if you find yourself enjoying these conversations we have or some of these ideas that I share with you, do help me by subscribing to the show and sharing it with your loved ones. Also, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating. Alright, so let's take a sip of our nice hot cup of coffee and dive right into this week's episode of Coffee Talk with Putra Muzaffar. Today, I just feel like I shouldn't say that I'm rambling or I'm like ranting, but I really just want to get this message across because I have been somehow in a very much displaced of emotions and feelings the past current weeks, and I just want to share with you how I go about overcoming it. And I'm pretty sure most of you can relate because, you know, we sometimes get that days where you just don't feel like you're being yourself, and you start actually, you know, banging yourself up and just not doing anything. You just don't feel so productive at all, and you're just pretty much angry and pretty mad at yourself for, you know, all these things around you that's happening and you're not doing anything about it. And how I overcome it is I simply read a book, and I just try to, you know, sit down and really read back through my affirmations that I have written down on my index cards. And these are some of the things that I am just sharing with you guys to, you know, if you're feeling like you're having a tough day or you're just feeling way too down and you feel like you don't have anyone that you can, you know, talk to and, you know, express your feelings out with, I'm here to tell you that you're not alone, and you can actually overcome it yourself by rethinking what you want to actually do in your life, right? Like, I once heard this podcast by the Brandon Show, Brandon Bouchard, right? He focuses on the future four. He asks these four questions, and he actually teaches this in his coaching. And these four questions are: the number one is, who do I want to be today? And what he actually explains and what he does is he wants each and every one of you to really sit with yourself. You know, just gather back all your energy into one spot right here in your heart and just ask yourself these four important questions. And he does it every single day. So I find myself stumbling upon these four questions. I'm going to snap a photo of this that I have written on my whiteboard. It's actually been up there for quite a while. And I'm going to post this on Instagram. And follow me on Instagram at putramuzaffar.com. Just spell the whole name out. And these four questions are what he asks, and he teaches this in his coaching. So number one was, who do I want to be today? Right, think about it. How many times a day have we actually thought about who do you actually want to be in the future? Who do you want to be 5 years from today? Right, you never actually asked yourself this question before. So why don't you take a moment of your time just right now to ask yourself that? Number two, how do I interact with others? All right, now this question really blew my mind, and it like is actually very intensifying for me because I work and I actually communicate with people almost every day. I mean, who doesn't, right? But I communicate with people from different walks of life, from different parts of the world, because they come from different countries and continents, right? So when I asked myself this question, how do I interact with others, it actually blew my mind, because I tend to, you know, neglect the smallest things when I talk to people, right? You know, like asking them about how their day was, how the journey from the previous flight was, and that sort of stuff. You know, it's kind of mind-boggling and puzzling for me. So number three is, what skills must I develop? Imagine yourself, right, 5 years from now, you already envision the person that you really want to be. Now, question number three really puts you in a right state of mind to actually and really visualize what skills you need to develop to be that person 5 years down the road. So ask yourself that question. Number four, how can I make a difference and serve with excellence? Amazing, right? So these four questions are the four big questions that I should try. I always try to throw at myself and get myself answering these questions. So again, ask yourself these four questions every single day, and you never know how big of a shift in your perspective it might do to you. All right, and yeah, there you go. That pretty much sums up this episode. And again, if you enjoyed this week's episode, I am pretty sure you did, so why not just share it with your circle of friends and loved ones, right? Because you never know if they actually need it. So by the way, I'm actually giving away a free ebook on my website that will give you 3 sweet anchors that you can actually apply to your daily routine right now to feel more fulfilled and satisfied in life. Check it out at putramuzaffar.com/GST. That's PutraMuzaffar.com/GST. Simply enter your details on that page and I will immediately shoot you a free copy. If you ever want to get in touch or give me some feedback, ideas, or ask me some questions, simply drop me an email to me@putramuzaffar.com. Let me spell that out for you. It's me, the @ PutraMuzaffar.com. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in once again. I'm Putra Muzaffar. And I'll be back really soon with another episode of Coffee Talk with Putra Muzaffar. Talk to you then.